irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is dishing. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. So it's 11 years that I'm here. Welcome to the show. If it's your first time joining us, I'm glad you're here, because where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. And that's listening to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. I'm here every Sunday night, 8 o'clock Pacific time, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And in the rest of the world, whatever time it is, that illusion, I'm here. I'm always here. I'm omnipresent. We all are. We're all always here. Like love, omnipresent love is always here. So tonight's show is going to be about that. It's going to be about love. It's going to be about why we don't discuss it and why, you know, we discuss it in such a fluffy way. You know, like love, what does it mean to you? Butterflies and bunny rabbits. And bringing love into the workforce. And not only that, but bringing love into every aspect of your life. And also unnegotiable truths. What does that mean? My guest tonight, Gordana Brinat, she's back. She's joining me. Hashtag know the truth is the book, Oprah's Super Soul 100. She's also a friend of Max and Friends throughout the years. I don't even know how many years now we've been on air together, playing with this beautiful portal of space and time and love and the internet and the radio and so many wonderful things. Speaking of internet and radio, go right now to latalkradio.com. And if you're there tuning in, Channel 1, that's where this show is. But you can also go to the App Store and get the LA Talk Radio app. It's free and you can take us with you wherever you go. And also you can stream it into your car. So it's one of those wonderful things to have, the LA Talk Radio app, especially if you love hanging out and listening to this show here or the other 80 plus shows that are on LA Talk Radio. Speaking of shows, I want you to check out on Monday, tomorrow, 1 o'clock Pacific time, is a great show, which is Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavach. It's a woman's-based show, and it tackles really themes and hot topics that, you know, for instance, if you want to talk about wedding, talk about weddings, but what not to do, such as having them on holiday weekends where people are planning to go on their trips, and then your wedding kind of is a bump in the road. But she's got fun shows, very inspirational shows, and Polished Woman Mondays. I talk about it because I help produce and direct it, so I love being a part of that show. But I love being a part of Max and Friends. It's one of my favorite things. And I love my next guest, Gordana Brinat. Gordana, over the years, has literally been on Max and Friends numerous times. I can't even count how many. And every time Gordana's here on the show, there's such an elevation of frequency, of vibration, of love. And I think that's tonight what we really want to make the essence of the show be about, is one of love and taking this, these words that we're going to say, and weaving a beautiful tapestry of love and wearing it and being it and realizing that love is a lifestyle. So welcome back to Max and Friends, my friend Gordana Brinat. Welcome.
Hi, Max. Thank you so much for having me back. I love talking to you. It's such a beautiful introduction. You know that I love being here.
I love when you're
love,
here.
Love, love.
Love, it is about love. And, you know, recently I did a show. DJ Rogers Jr. said, and he coined this phrase, love is a lifestyle. And I'm like, yes, it is. Love.
Yes, it is. It's not just a lifestyle. It is a life force. That's right. Why we are here. Literally why we are here. So I love that we're going to talk about love.
So before we jump off and get into it, what does love mean to you?
It is all that is, and that is why I want us to talk about it. I feel like we are the essence of unconditional love. We are here to learn how to love unconditionally, and yet we do not talk about it. So To me, it's everything. There is no life without love. Mm. And I'm not just talking about the fluffy love you mentioned earlier. I mean real love, you know, like love for yourself and love for everyone else around you. True love emanating the goodness within us. That's what I want to talk about. And that is what love is to me.
And that's what we're going to talk about. That's yes. The beauty of Max and Friends. We get to say what we want here on LA Talk Radio. You know, and it's fun because we'll jump from shows here, from having Lunel, the comedian, on to having you on. And people try to figure out what's going on there at Max and Friends. And, you know, love to me is really being of service to love, meaning that love is always present. We're born and we fill in the gaps of life. And, you know, we walk around on our legs or in a wheelchair, we roll around. So whatever it is, we're here. We're occupying time, space, and this present moment. So what better way to use our being than to use it in love? So I think that's really, for me, what Max and Friends is about, and about just life in general. It's being able to be present and to acknowledge that love is omnipresent. Therefore, we are always in love. We are not out of love. We don't have to find love because it's always there. And that's who we are. Would you agree?
Yes, I do. I feel like when we are disconnected from love is actually when we are asleep, when we are present in this moment and connected to our higher selves. That is when we can find love literally everywhere, because it is everywhere. You can't miss it. If you look for it, you will always find it. But when we are not connected to our higher self, well, then we are kind of asleep and we do not see that there is love everywhere. So yeah. We go to work, we don't see any love there, we come home, there's no love there, and we continue our life, a loveless life, which is literally to be asleep, because you can't miss it if you're awake.
Yeah. Well, you know, for me, it's reminding myself, like, when I come here to LA Talk Radio, for me, it's not work, because I love doing this. You know, it's a passion. And when I'm out and about and, you know, filling space and time, I'm loving wherever I am. I've learned to remove myself from a place where I don't feel the strong vibration of love. It's not that it's not the strong vibration of love, but it's the energies that are collective around it that are trying to make you deter from it, I think, making me deter from it. So I love to always just come back to breath and just be like, love is present. And it makes life, you know, so beautiful when you realize that love really is present. And even in, you know, my homes, I've created love there to be stronger. So how do we create a loving environment? Let's go to the workplace. How do we create a loving environment at work?
Well, I think it starts within. It's not about asking others to do that. I mean, to implement love. It comes from within. So let's say that you're going into a meeting. You can't come into the meeting and say, "So I'm here to bless you all with love." Instead, what you do is you do that within you. Mm. You do not tell others. You just simply sit there and you might even say, "I dedicate this meeting to truth, love, understanding," but you do it within, and then you act on it. Regardless of what others do, you act on that. And that creates a frequency which others will feel. They won't know what it is, but they will feel it. And it changes everything. It becomes vibrating in the room and it changes everything. I did this really funny thing when I was in London doing a workshop for alternatives. And the evening before the workshop, I decided that I was going to connect to the people that were going to come to the workshop. I didn't know who they were, but I decided that I was going to send loving thoughts to them. So I allowed my heart to send out heartbeats of love to all of those people that were coming there. And also I welcomed them in my mind. I had an intention that they were going to feel welcome. And then I fell asleep and woke up in the morning and went to do my workshop. And when I finished the workshop, three of the women came to me and they didn't know each other, but all three of them said that, "I swear I heard your voice yesterday when I was going to sleep." Wow. Because I sent loving thoughts to them. And I didn't do it because I wanted something out of it. I just simply wanted them to feel welcome when they were coming to my workshop. And they felt it because they were more intuitive than the others, or I don't know, maybe they were more sensitive to these kind of frequencies. But it was an experiment from my part, which I didn't expect to end like that, that somebody would come up to me and tell me that they literally heard my voice and felt my heartbeats because I had an intention to send them out. So that's a way to bring love into your work.
Yeah.
Yes, it's about an intention of wanting to understand the other ones that are sitting in the meeting, or wanting to create an aura of compassion, love, beautiful feelings without talking to anyone about it, just allowing it to come in through you.
You know,
I think that's a way to do that.
Absolutely. And what's so beautiful too, I think that love really is like on a sonar level. It's such a high frequency, you know, like dolphins can communicate with each other with sonar. And I think that's what love does. It really, it makes you able to communicate into different portals and transport you into different areas with that vibration. Well, the definition of love is an intense feeling of deep affection or a great interest and pleasure in something. So for me, you know, feeling, we get caught up with how do you feel? No, but how do you really feel? You know, and it's like feelings are feelings, but of deep affection. So, you know, when we use the word love and then we define love, I think it's funny to define the word love because there's so many different definitions of it. But those are the top two. I just looked them up. Mm-hmm. So when someone says to you, Gordana, how are you feeling? How do you respond?
Well, it depends on how I'm feeling. But I think that if I would define how love feels, as you say, love is very, very multifaceted. You can't explain it, but a loving feeling makes me feel light. I feel lighter than usual, and it vibrates within me. So it's like excitement and surprise at the same time. But sometimes love can feel very, very calming and soothing. And it depends on where I am focusing my love. Like, for instance, the evening before that workshop, I was focusing it from my heart area and sending out literal heartbeats. And I felt like a beacon of love, you know, sending out heartbeats, literally sending out heartbeats. So that's a way to feel love.
Like a lighthouse, I think, with the beams of love.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Sending them out. And the way I see reality, we are all portals of frequencies into this reality, and we are co-creating this reality with the frequencies that we emanate. So if I am vibrating on a very high frequency, like sending out heartbeats to people that I do not know yet, I am operating on a very high frequency, which means that I am literally creating that high frequency in this reality.
So now, let me ask you, were you always able to send heartbeats of love? Or when did that start happening for you?
I think I was always able to do it, but I didn't know what I was doing. Now I'm more conscious of what I'm doing. I can do it on demand.
How did you become more conscious?
Say that again. I couldn't.
How did you become more conscious?
By setting intentions, literally by setting intentions. When I wake up in the morning, I do not open my eyes before I've set an intention to look for love everywhere. This is one of my favorite intentions every single day. It doesn't matter if it rains or if it's sunny or whatever it is. Before I open my eyes, I set an intention that I'm going to see love everywhere, even where it's not obvious to me. And that opens me up for love. And that makes it so much easier for me. It's about becoming more aware of the frequencies that I am allowing into this reality. And every time I feel that my frequency is going down, I know that this is a signal that I need to gather myself and calm myself down and start sending a higher frequency, which means love from me into this world. So it's about tuning in. And I think that I went half my life without knowing how to do that. I did it as a child spontaneously. I didn't even think about it. And then there was a period of time, I think about 15 years, where I forgot how to do it. Mm-hmm. And then I started doing it again when my son was born. When he was born, I literally started to do it again like a child without knowing how I did it. I just allowed it to come through me to him. Mm. And now I know how to do it and to focus it onto other people too.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I had this realization, this conversation the other day about children and about childhood and how we just are so free. And then, you know, until our parents then teach us how to become unfree. Yes. You know, it's like we all come into this earth, I believe, like really with this amazing desire to just like serve love and be love and be these beautiful spirits that are here to play and have fun and the inner child just always shining on. And then we're taught patterns and pathologies. And then with that comes judgment, fear, hate, racism, bigotry, et cetera, all the words that define, you know, a huge spectrum of humanity. So it's really in that space, like you said, naturally we know what to do until we're like ripped out of that, the womb of love. Does that make sense?
Well, that's the truth. And that's why when you look back, at least that's how it is for me. When I look back in time, I can see the real Gordana in the 6-year-old and the 12-year-old Gordana, but I can't see her in the 25-year-old Gordana. Mm. I lose myself somewhere there. And then I find myself again, maybe in my 30s when my son is born. I see myself somewhere there again, the authentic me, the loving me. But what happens between the, I don't know, 15 and 26, 7 years of age, there is a gap in my mind where I can't find myself there. And that's really interesting because I think that we start to operate from a fear-based belief system in that period of time. Mm. And then when we start, at least it was so for me, when my son was born, I kind of connected myself to a love-based perspective again. Mm. And that I didn't do that totally aware. It just happened because he was born. But yeah. I think that I have been able to keep that connection and to groom it into something that it is today. And I do it on demand because I know how to do it.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, and then I want to play a song called My Heart is Open, which is a beautiful song from Prima Apollinari. But for those who are listening tonight saying, you know what, I've never experienced love. What does it mean? How do I get it? How do I feel it? What do I do? You know, and I think there's a lot of people, and especially right now, you know, a couple of shows ago, I was joking about like, oh, you know, when people said back in the day, nobody knows the trouble I've seen, right? I feel like, you know, back in the day, everybody's day is today, you know, and no matter what you're going through it. That's the beauty part of going through things. You go through them. So for someone who says, I've never felt love, what do you tell them?
Is it possible that you never felt love? That is my question, because I think that every single being on earth has felt love. You're born through love into this reality. And there is, as I said, there is love. Love is everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's not possible not to have felt love for one single second here. It's not possible. I was born into a family which were, I mean, they didn't know how to love. And yet I could find love everywhere. I found love in flowers, in the sun, in the trees. There is love literally everywhere. Love is, as we said, it's so multifaceted that you can find it almost anywhere. So I don't think there is a being on earth that can say that I have never felt love. Mm-hmm. Then you are maybe defining love too narrow or too small. Love is everywhere.
Or too literal.
or too literal, yes. Of course.
Right. Become a daydreamer. You know, daydream about what love would mean to you is what I would say to someone who said, I don't think I've ever felt love. You can daydream love. All the things that bring you joy, daydream about them and you'll be in a loving space, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And also start to define what love means to you. And if you start defining it and broaden that definition, mm-hmm. you will see that you have felt love. You just haven't defined it as love.
Isn't that beautiful? Well, here's a beautiful song that I want to play and one that I love called My Heart is Open. And when we come back, my guest, Gordana Vernat, is going to be here with me. I'm so excited. You're like my friend. I can't say my guest. You're our friend here at Max and Friends.
I know.
And her book, hashtag Know the Truth, go get it right now. It's on all of the platforms. Get the book. And I'm still waiting for them to do the audio version, but I will daydream that into reality, unless you're going to give us an update. But so go get the book, hashtag Know the Truth. Follow Gordana on Twitter at MyPowerTalk and also on Instagram at MyPowerTalk. And right now, my heart is open. When we come back, we're going to talk about non-negotiable truths and forgiveness here on Max and Friends. Stay tuned.
Forgive me, I forgive you. Let's start again, let's break through. I was bound to fade away. So if you listen, I will stay.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
That was My Heart is Open by Prima Apollinari. Welcome back, Gordana Vernat, to Max and Friends. That was a beautiful song, right?
Oh, it was. It was. It was about heart and forgiveness and everything we talk about. Mm-hmm. Really beautiful.
So I discovered Prima in Los Angeles at the Tower Bar. She's been on the show a couple of weeks ago here on Max and Friends. And that song, when I heard, I was like, you know, that's what it's about. Forgive me, I forgive you. When you cry, I cry too. I think, like, that's really the beauty of love, is feeling what someone else is going through and being able to say, I see you, I hear you, you matter. That's what it's all about, I think.
Yes, it is. It is. It's about being able to connect to your higher self. I talk about this all the time, because when you are not connected to your higher self, you cannot forgive. So literally, to forgive someone, you do it out of self-interest, because if you are not forgiving, you stand in the frequency of bitterness or anger. And that hurts not just the other person, it hurts you more.
Yeah.
Literally, your cells, your entire body is standing in the frequency of bitterness, which is too low for you to be in. Also, if you are not connected to your higher self, you are asleep. You're unconscious at that moment, which means that you're actually creating more of an illusion in this reality than the real world, because your source is unconditional love. And if you are not willing to forgive, if you're not willing to allow love to come through you, you are disconnected from that source, which means that you are unconscious or asleep or whatever we want to call it. So that is why forgiving others is actually more about you than about them. And it is a way to allow love into this reality, because when you do that, you become an open channel for that unconditional love into this world. Mm. So it is about taking responsibility for yourself and then for others in this reality.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's really hard to forgive. I mean, I know that you probably had a few of those in your life where you feel like, I cannot forgive this person.
It's true. And, you know, and then later on, when you look back onto it, mm-hmm. it's like, OK, I so saw why I wasn't able to. And it had nothing to do with them.
Yes.
It had everything always to do with me, you know. And of always course, it's, you know, it's removing the wall that is put between you, that emotional wall of why can't I forgive them? And, you know, recently Valerie Love was on and she mm-hmm. said, remind yourself, what would love do? What would love do? And I'm like, you know, that's really a perspective to look at before the argument happens. What would love do? Before, you know, the hate, what would love do? Before the decision making, what would love do? And I love that whole concept of really, you know, in the States, there's the t-shirts that say, what would Jesus do? And what would God do? But let's bring it even higher yeah. to what yeah. would love do? So,
yes, I think that I usually say that I never post anything on social media or write down anything if it hasn't passed my love filter. And the love filter is there love in this? Mm. If there isn't love in it, then it's not supposed to be in this reality. I feel like there is so much lovelessness here and unconsciousness here. So why would I put even more of that into this world when I can allow love and consciousness to be here? So I feel like if there is no love in it, I will not post it, period. That's how it is. And that works very well for me. So I think we should try it.
But you know, it also keeps you into a space where you don't have to have argument, you know, especially on social media. Because if you just put things out there, then all of a sudden it becomes, you know, argumentative, or, you know, it's not coming from a place of what would love do. But, you know, yes, speaking exactly. of love filters, hashtag know the truth, I think, is one of the biggest love filters in your life. So
yeah.
when you were, you know, and it's amazing from the book now, it's been on the market for a couple of years, no? I feel like...
No, 1.5 or okay. almost 2 years.
I feel like yeah. it's been 10. Because I feel, you know, it's like one of those eternal books yeah. that will last forever. But, you know, and every day, though, since you've written that book, there's been more consciousness of love and more elevation of love. Is there going to be a follow-up to hashtag Know the Truth?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm actually in the space now where I am doing my work, my inner work, to start writing it. And I have come to understand myself that I'm not writing books as a lot of writers do. Mm-hmm. I write them in a different way. So now I feel like I've talked the second book into being mm-hmm. by when I speak to my clients and when I do workshops. I say a lot of things which I have recorded, and now I try to find the red thread in that, and it has to become a book from that. And I'm talking a lot about key memories, mm-hmm. Non-negotiable truths, mm-hmm. Changing your future by looking at your past. I talk a lot about masculine and feminine principles and how they affect us in our life. So there are a few things that I think are going to be brought down into a book very soon.
The yin and the yang, masculine and feminine. Yes. So yes, I love the terminology, non-negotiable truths. I mean, we could even go as far into saying non-negotiable love. But what does non-negotiable truths mean to you?
Well, a non-negotiable truth for me is, for instance, freedom. Mm. I need freedom in all forms. I cannot be contained in anything. And I think that I was brought into this world without freedom because of the family I was born into. It was very restrictive in all areas of my life. So just freeing myself from that, I realized that freedom is a non-negotiable truth for me. So I cannot negotiate away freedom in my life. Also, love is a non-negotiable truth in my life. So the love for my family and freedom to do what I want when I want to do it are non-negotiable truths for me.
Every time I
go against one of these two truths, I feel either emotional pain or physical pain, and I know that. So I go back and I look at, so what truth am I trying to negotiate away now? And then I stop myself from doing it. So a non-negotiable truth is like a GPS for me.
I love this. Okay, so what I want people, listeners, to do right now, our listeners, I'm just writing some notes here as Gordana is saying this, and what I want to encourage our listeners to do for tonight and into this week is write down a non-negotiable truth for me is, and finish the sentence. Even if you come up with one for right now, mm-hmm. tomorrow you might come up with 10 or 15 or 20. But really start understanding what non-negotiable truths are for you. And I think what that does, it also creates boundaries into saying to yourself what you won't allow people to do to you, or a place where people won't be able to bring you to. So for Gordana, she said, a non-negotiable truth for me is freedom. What are some other non-negotiable truths for you? So finish the sentence. A non-negotiable truth for me is, Gordana?
Oh, for me, yeah. As I said, freedom, always, always.
Freedom,
I have those two.
Love.
And those are, freedom and love. Those are, and for you, Max?
Well, so non-negotiable truth for me is freedom is another big one. I'm an Aquarius, and I have to be able to go wherever I want, whenever I want. So when you said freedom, I'm like, ding, ding, that's one of mine. And also for me is understanding. A non-negotiable truth for me is understanding. A non-negotiable truth for me is listening. You know, we, especially being in radio, it's easy to talk a lot. But to be able to listen is, I think, a beautiful thing. And then that also goes into relationship-wise. You know, I love a non-negotiable truth, because when you have those non-negotiable truths, what you're doing is you're saying, this is who I am, and this is my truth. So another non-negotiable truth for me is the truth.
Yes.
And my truth.
Absolutely.
Now, this is a fun word game. I mean, we can go on and on and on about all non-negotiable truths. But I think really for our listeners tonight, you know, I love giving listeners homework. And I think this is a beautiful way to start really creating non-negotiable truths for you and what they mean to you, and why do you want them to take effect in your life, and why are they present in your life? And, you know, we're saying great words, freedom, love, truth. But for some people, the non-negotiable truth for them might be something on a negative connotation. So maybe you have to look at that and break the pattern and pathology of why did you finish a non-negotiable truth for me is, et cetera. Mm. So,
well, for instance, I talked to one of my clients the other day, and he said a non-negotiable truth for him is work ethics. And we broke that down, and it actually was a negative thing because you can put so much into work ethics. If you're working all the time and are never free, then work ethics becomes something negative, which you think is something positive, which stops you from enjoying your life. So it can hide a lot of things. But I think that what it all comes down to, whatever you find there, whatever you write, you will, in the end, it is usually about some kind of freedom and some kind of love or validation. I would rather say validation, that you need to be validated and also that you need to be free. Yeah. Because I think that we are born free and then we learn how not to be free. Mm-hmm. So we learn to negotiate away freedom very, very early on. And that creates a lot of inertia and tension in our lives. So just realizing that freedom is one of my non-negotiable truths allows me to see where I am not free and to work on that. It's like become more free there.
Absolutely. It's kind of like prior, you know, the patterns in pathology. Why does a cage bird sing?
Yes.
Kind of a deal.
Yes.
But, you know, and it also goes back to when I was doing shows here with Tamara Bowman on heart virtues and what are things that give you chills and that make you weep and that just bring so much joy to your life. I think that could also be a beautiful non-negotiable truth for you, for one, for our listeners. Things that bring you joy, I think, are things that are non-negotiable truths, right?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I just realized that I do have more non-negotiable truths.
Yes.
Because there was, when I was a child, I couldn't stand someone being bullied. I really couldn't do that. I physically felt sick. So I was always in fights, and I was always in fights, physical fights, because of other people. And I think that when someone goes against someone else's free will and bullies them or does something bad to them, that is something that is non-negotiable to me. I cannot just stand by and watch. I have to do something about it. And even if it means that I will get hurt, I will still do it. I cannot stop that.
You know, I think
so
this is our frequency.
And
I think our non-negotiable truths also become tribal. Like we find friendships with people who are also, you know, on the same vibration of our non-negotiable truths. Because what brought me to say that Tamara heart virtue thing was, I was going to say a non-negotiable truth for me is injustice.
Yes.
If there is injustice, I will stand on the rooftop and shout until I'm heard for someone else. You know, and I think that what our non-negotiable truths become are frequencies where we attract other people into our lives. Like those women that you said, when I went to this speaking engagement, I was sending, you know, these heartbeats of love because for you, a non-negotiable truth is love. And your tribe, your frequency and their frequency
answered.
Yes. Non-negotiable truths answer.
Yes, they do. They do. Also, it is really important to look at the non-negotiable truths because they can give you so much joy when you understand that they are non-negotiable within you. Mm-hmm. But also they can give you so much pain when you're going against them and not knowing that you're doing that. So just writing them down or saying them out loud will help you to see where the pain comes from if you're going against them. For instance, if you would see someone being bullied and not say anything, you would feel sick afterwards. Mm-hmm. You will not be so kind to yourself. You would say, why didn't I say something? You will be in some kind of pain. Mm-hmm. But you know that you cannot go against that truth. So you will yell, you will do something, and then you will feel good afterwards. So a non-negotiable truth can show you why you have pain in certain areas of your life, but also where you can find so much joy if you allow them to be your guide.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking also another non-negotiable truth for me is acknowledgement. Like I love to acknowledge people. And I remember a long time ago, I was in Italy at the train station, and there was someone who was playing an instrument in the train station, and they so wanted to be acknowledged. And I remember not doing it. you know, I was busy, I was hurrying, and but the music was so beautiful that I looked, but I didn't like stop and just enjoy that moment of someone trying to say, do you hear me, do you see me, and do I matter? And I went back home to my home there, and I was like, all night I was like, shit, I have to go back to that train station tomorrow and tell that person hi. And it bothered me until I did it. And it took me 2 days to actually go back, and I was so hoping that they would be there, and they were. And it was just like that beautiful bridge of I acknowledge you, I see you. And it felt like it was like that Mary Tyler Moore moment. You throw your hat in the air and you can skip down the street. You know? Yeah,
but I think it's about visibility. You mm-hmm. want people to know that they are real. You mm-hmm. see them. They are visible yeah. in your reality. They're not invisible. They are there. Mm. So that is important to you to connect on a soul level, because you can only be visible when you are connected on a soul level. Otherwise, you're connecting to someone who is asleep and it's an illusion, so they won't see you truly. Mm. And to you, I think there is a non-negotiable truth within you going on that says everything that touches you, you need to touch it back. Otherwise, you've missed the opportunity for why you are here. Mm. So that is why it is a non-negotiable truth within you. And it's so beautiful. I love that story. I could so relate to it. That's why I love it.
Yeah, well, it's that frequency. You know, I think it's amazing. Yeah. And when you start realizing, I think, what unnegotiable truths are for our listeners tonight, when you start categorizing them and understanding them, you'll start seeing who your friends are. And even in the ones that you don't like, the negative ones, you'll see who your friends are in those too. And I think it's a beautiful way to start really just look. It's a mirror. Non-negotiable mm-hmm. truths are a mirror to your soul.
Well, this is also the reason why, for instance, I feel like it's a revolutionary act to talk about love in politics or the corporate world mm-hmm. or the scientific community, because it is loveless. And if one of your non-negotiable truths are love, then you can't be yourself in that space and you can't talk about it. And you're going against a non-negotiable truth, which means that you will always have pain, even if you love what you do in politics or in the corporate world or in science. Yet you cannot talk about love. You cannot act on love in that space. So it becomes a non-negotiable truth, which you are going against, and it gives you pain. Yeah. That's why I say we need to talk more about these things. We need to talk more about love, or at least allow love to be something that is present wherever we are, regardless of if we're working or if we're at home.
Okay, so let's do this then. Then how do we start a conversation to start talking about love?
We just do it. There is no other way. You simply start talking
like
about
this radio program tonight.
Yes, it's very simple. I mean, yeah. I was invited to talk on a leadership platform in South Africa the other day, and we were talking about leaders, and the interviewer, he asked me, well, how do we change our leaders? How do we change them? And I go, we can't change them. We need to start changing ourselves. We mm-hmm. need to start acting in a loving way. We need to start allowing compassion into this world, regardless of if we are doing politics or if we are scientists or whatever it is. We need to allow that into this space through us. So where to start? Within yourself.
Yeah.
Always. And just start talking about it. Do not be afraid. I asked myself, why does it feel like a revolutionary act to talk about love if it's not with friends or at home?
Well, that's a great question. You know, and right away, it goes to, you know, obviously, it's one of those kaleidoscope answers where there's so many different answers to that question. Mm. And, you know, some people don't talk about it at all, so they don't know how. And some people were told not to talk about it. You know, for instance, you know, there's this whole thing in the States with Joe Biden who, you know, he encouraged some politician and touched her hair and she felt so awkward about it afterwards and did a whole big media stint about it. And for me, the first thing I said was she wasn't asking herself, what would love do? Because if that were me, what would love do would be first have the conversation privately with the person that did that to
yes.
you.
Yes.
Right. And work that yes. out. So, you know, we're yes. all taught different ways how to handle different situations. And I think that some people, you know, it's corny to talk about love for a lot of people.
Yeah, but
I'm not saying for me.
Because, no, but that is because we are defining love as something between two people.
Right.
I'm not talking about the ordinary way of talking about love. I'm talking about love as compassion, as integrity, as joy. That is what I mean when I talk about love, not love per se.
Right.
Love in its biggest meaning, so to speak. And how do we act more lovingly towards each other?
Yes.
How do we allow our higher self to be present and not our ego to override everything? That's what I'm talking about. So it's not about love and touching and sexual love. I'm talking about love, compassion, the love you feel for a child, the love you feel for an animal, the love you feel when you're in the woods, or the true meaning of love.
The love I feel for this conversation right now.
Exactly.
It really is true. For me, it's apparent. So you're listening to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. My guest tonight is Gordana Biernat. The book, hashtag Know the Truth. Get your copy right now. Go follow her on Twitter at My Power Talk and on Instagram. You know, I also wrote down here, be unapologetic about speaking love. Just do it. Do it. You know, for when there's love, you don't have to apologize. So you don't have to apologize for speaking in love. And especially if it's for that joy rising. You know, when there's a light, when you want to be the light in the room, you know, when there's no light on, we turn on a switch. Be that switch. Mm-hmm. Go into that room and turn on yourself and radiate love. You're able to. We all are able to.
Yep. It is the truth, because I write in my book that, can I just read a passage?
I would love you to.
Because it says, love creates an atmosphere where even the darkness is included, allowed and transformed within its warm, compassionate light.
Mm.
And that is what it's all about. When you are working from a love-based perspective, you will always bring more light into this. Also, you will be connected to your higher self. And I think Einstein talks about, you can't solve a problem with the same thinking as created it, which means that we cannot solve the problems we have unless we have higher consciousness. And what is higher consciousness? Well, higher consciousness is to be connected to your higher self, which is unconditional love. So if we want to solve any kind of problem, we need to take love into that equation. It is as simple as that. There is, to me, that is logic to think that way. We can never solve any problem if we do not allow our consciousness to go higher. And how does it go higher? Well, you need a higher frequency. A higher frequency is love. So compassion, love, joy, trying to find the brightest side of everything, that's the only way to solve problems, because the way we've solved problems up till now has not worked for us.
Mm, isn't that the truth?
Yes.
Oh, I love this conversation. What I'm not loving right now, though, is the illusion of time, because it's like getting to that point. You know, here's what I'm discovering with every conversation we have, and the more conversations we have, we are just like this big onion that has so many layers. And just when we're about to get to like another layer, the hour is up.
I know. We need to do a 2-hour talk sometime.
Listen, you know, with your schedule, my schedule, we will make it happen. I think too, you know, if we go back to a biblical quote, we have to give them milk before we can give them steak.
So true.
You know, so of course, you and I, we could do a 3-4-5-hour show easily.
Easily.
You know, and of course it will happen. But until that time that it happens, you know, we give them milk before we give them steak.
So true.
Right? I want people to be in a space where they're ready to receive it too. Because it's one thing for us to sit here tonight and talk about it on Max and Friends and, oh, everyone's feeling good right now. And, you know, our endorphins are releasing and we're feeling good. We're feeling the love. We've brought it into this space. Then tomorrow, maybe you don't feel that anymore because you're not with us. But that's what love is. That's why we're doing this show, because once the words of love are released, it always flows. Also, the words, they always flow. You know, sound never stops. So on that note, we're going to have to come to a stop here in a moment. But before we do that, Gordana, I would love for you to read a passage from your book. Just let the magic take you there to what you feel you need to read for people to take with them into this week.
You know something? We will co-create this together.
Okay.
So give me a number between 1 and 231, and I'll read that number.
31.
31. That sounds like a great number. Let's see here. 31 is here. All right. So I'm reading the Truth Thought 31 from my book, hashtag Know the Truth. Everything you see in your reality is there in accordance with your consciousness, your awareness, and your frequency. So it's a mirror of who you truly are. Your reality is a mirror of who you are. To change that, you need to change your own beliefs and your way of thinking. That's all.
That's all. That's basically what we talked about this whole show. Write in your book, hashtag know the truth. Well, I love there's a quote that says, you always gain by giving love. You always gain by giving love. So this week, take love into this week. Whatever love means to you, whatever those non-negotiable truths are for you, take them into this week and use them. You know, love works when you use it. Right?
Exactly. I want to read one thing from the book from me. It is Truth Thought number 92, and it says, love is the primary pattern in the fabric of the universe. Everything else is secondary. That's why love is so important.
Yeah, it is. You know, it is. I love the whole quote, love is a lifestyle, and it's something that, you know, it's always present. Start living love. Start living love. That's what I'm gonna leave you all with this week. Start living love and really live it and feel it, enjoy it, dance with it, play with it, do whatever you want with it because it's there for you to use and to give. So use love, give love, be love, act in love, dance in love, make love in love, eat in love, drink in love, smoke whatever you want to smoke in love, enjoy nature in love. Just be love. It's present. It's there. Even if you don't feel it, look out the windows and look how, if you're able to see nature around you, look how the trees are swaying. They're saying, I love you. They really are. It's a dance that they're saying. So I love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. I've got to wrap this up. Take all the love into this week. And if you can't love yourself, how are you supposed to love somebody else? So love yourself. Be the love that you want to give. And I love you for tuning in. Until next time, good night and good karma, and take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.